Okay, I'm here today with Tom Evans, who is the author of the new book, The Zone. And Tom has agreed to speak to me about how he found his own vital vocation. So, welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Brian. I'm really honoured to be able to share this with you.
Well, it's good to speak to you. We spoke last time about your book, The Zone, and you told me all about that. And it's really clear to me that you are somebody who is both in the zone and in what I would call their vital vocation. So, how did you get into what you're doing now?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that it found me. So I think I was definitely called for it. And, I definitely know that I could have done with reading your book 30 years ago when this vital vocation appeared. And I mean, if I look back at what I've done, I've just always liked learning. Everything I've done has been based around learning new things. And I think, well, if you learn something, it adds to your skill set. If you then explain it to other people and teach other people, you learn something from the teaching of it. And there's an infinity of things that we can learn. So I just had this idea that without being an academic, I didn't do the MSc PhD route or anything like that, and the perpetual student route. I learning in the environment, and I just like learning. So I started out life just learning how the magic of television and radio worked, and I got a dream job after my degree at University in Electronics at the BBC, and it kind of started there. I just learned how do you get this. How are we having this conversation over Skype right now? How does that camera pick up your the light around you, convert it to electricity, encode it digitally, and send it down a line to the other end of the world? And we could be anywhere in the world. We're in the same country at the moment, and then it gets converted from electricity into light on my screen, and then at the same time our audio is doing that. So, well, I'm actually a really boring nerd, and I know how all that works.
But that's amazing because I don't know how it works, but obviously you do, and that's because that clearly is something that you're interested in. So sounds as though you kind of followed your nose in a way and did what most attracted you.
Yeah, but it's kind of more subtle. I'm only thinking about it now you're asking me about it. So I got this dream job at the BBC, and I gave it up for another dream job that just appeared, right? And so by the time I was 24, I moved over to a company called Sony, who were big in broadcast, and I became probably the Europe's leading camera technologist at the time. And then someone offered me a job in London, because Channel 4 had just started out then, and all these companies gone independent, and they offered me a job, and they offered to double my salary again. So within 5 years, I'd gone from a base salary at the BBC to a salary which is four times what I was on at the age of 25. So, and 3 months after being in this company, they went bust. And I went, what do I do now? Do I go back to the employment, or I went freelance? And the year after that, I doubled my salary again. And by the time I was 30, I had my own company manufacturing widgets for broadcasters, shipping them all around the world. So I was learning how to manufacture. I was learning how to run a company. And of course, at the time, there were no schools of entrepreneurship. There was nowhere you can go and learn how to do VAT and all this stuff. So I was immersed into the world of commerce. And then I learned how to sell a company. So I sold my company and merged it with a bigger company, early 90s. And I became technical director of the new company. And I said to them then, I said, we need to get into this thing called the internet. And they said, it'll never take off. So we had a little falling out. And in 2 or 3 years, I did about a year's worth of gardening leave because of my contract with them. And I learned how to be a journalist in that year as well. And then I formed a new internet company, and I learned all about the internet. And that carried me forward right to my middle 40s. And then I got bored with technology. I've been doing high technology for 25 years. And I thought I've got to do something else. So the first time in my life, when I was 45, I gave up a perfectly good job without one to go to.
Well, I've been in that position of giving up a job and not having somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
And it's scary on the one hand, but then on the other hand, it just can open up so many opportunities, can't it?
Well, it did for me because I wrote a book by accident. I wrote it as a favour to a friend of mine. I wrote this book of a poetic life story. And it was just to show this graphic designer how she could design books that would look slightly more aesthetically pleasing than just a plain textbook. And I gave her these words and said, "Good, make them look nice." Then people started downloading it, and it mentioned breast cancer, so we gave the money to a local breast cancer charity. A year later, I ended up walking around London in a bra for 26 miles with 15,000 women. And all these things you don't plan to do you? So, and then what really surprised me is people then approached me and said, "Tom, you've written a book. Can you help me write a book?" I went, I suppose so. I'll give it a go. So before I knew it, I'd become an author's mentor. But then I had a problem because 50% of the clients that came to me weren't writing their books. And I had no skill set to deal with this. And I could see they had writer's block. So I went and learnt how to get rid of blocks. I went to learn a bit of NLP, learnt some hypnotherapy, some past life regression, some future life progression. And I developed a whole new set of skills where I could then take people's writer's block out. And every time I came across a writer's block, it was a life block.
And you've written this, haven't you? You've got a book that specifically fixes blocks, yeah.
Yeah, my first book was called Blocks that talks about this, and then I found that all of a sudden I'm doing something I really really enjoy, which is making people share their stories, and I think I must have helped over 200 authors now write and publish books, and I didn't plan to do it, which is even better.
Well, I do sometimes speak about the fact that a vital vocation can come and find you if you. Or if you're open to it, and if you're following your nose in the sense of, you know, going with what feels right at the time and what you enjoy at the time, what would you say? Is there a kind of a thread that connects together all the different things that you've done?
I think it's to do with my passion, actually, because I've always loved magic. As I mentioned, you know, I thought when I was a child that television was magic, and I wanted to know how the magic trick was done. So I went and studied that at university and got that dream job. And I'm fascinated by the magic of us as humans. You know, how are we on this planet self-aware? How did that happen? How do these atoms that from supernovas that exploded billions of years ago coalesce on this planet and gain self-awareness? So that's been my passion to discover that. And when I found out that even though we're scientifically so sophisticated now, we know so much about the neurons of the brain, we've mapped the genome, we've done this map of wiring recently of the brain, no one knows quite why we're self-aware. So the scientists call this a hard question. And I love hard questions, because if you get the answers to those, then you're going to learn a lot more. So, and I found out that the ancients, all the mystics and sages, thousands of years ago, knew the answers, but they didn't have the vocabulary to explain it. So they got things like the major arcana, the tarot, the cube of space, the tree of life, which I see is behind you right now. And all of these magical glyphs explain who we are, but they're written in very very old obfuscating dusty terminology, if you know what I mean. So my passion right now is to explain all of that, and all my books since that book Blocks have all been about that stuff. And as I'm writing about stuff, it seems that the universe gives me all the right information. I must share a story with you on this. So about 5 years ago, this bloke turned up and he gave me 4 DVDs full of esoteric material. And he said, "You'll know what to do with this." And I was at a networking meeting, and I said, he didn't drive. So I drove him home, dropped him off. He said, "Oh, drop me here. This is." I said, "I'll take you to your front door." And he said, "No, this is okay here." So I dropped him off, turned round, and he disappeared.
Wow.
And things like that are just, and my life since I did this U-turn from, you know, bored engineer type techie person to author's coach, which I didn't even know that was a job that I could do. My life has had weird and wonderful things like that happening all the time. So the people I meet now is a very eclectic but exciting bunch of people to be around.
And I love that you've got this tagline, haven't you, that you make the esoteric, the hidden, exoteric.
That's right.
So you actually, you make it more accessible. And that's one of the things I think is a real, real striking thing about your book. So they're very accessible, very clear, and yet, you know, really guide people into quite introspective and quite deep thought, really, and quite deep issues.
Exactly, and I have to say, I don't mind saying this in this interview, that there's magic is making a comeback, but magic is only magic unless you know how the trick is done. and I'm not talking about the sleight of hand magic or even sleight of mind magic. And what we're doing now, just having this conversation, would look like magic to a Victorian. And I've been made party to some information about where we're going as the human race and where we're going to be in 100 years' time. And we're going to get some amazing skills gifted to us and to be entrusted with it, that is going to transform us as a species and society as a whole. So it's just an exciting time to be on planet Earth.
Very exciting. And what's next for you? What's your what's the next step in your vital vocation, do you think?
Well, I wrote yet another book last year back called This We Know, and currently I'm writing the sequel to that called This We Are, which I'm going to publish exactly a year to the day after the prequel came out. I'm launching the zone. I'm going to do workshops around the zone, and I'm interviewing people like you that have got this massive overlap with the zone. So, and my way of getting that out there is literally by speaking to other people that are passionate about the zone and that sort of stuff. We're launching a TV channel about it. I've got an e-course on it too, which is going out. So, I'm, as this old techie, you can't put an old techie down. So, you know, I'm going multimedia, audio. There's an audio version of the zone as well, so you can download and listen to it in the car. Do you know what? I don't know what I'm doing next. I'm allowing it to turn up.
You're letting it unfold. That's great.
And be delivered, yeah.
And where can people find out about you and the book and next steps?
Oh, the easiest place is just www.tomevans.co.
Great. Great website. Lots of information there. And it's always a pleasure to speak to you, Tom. Good to see you again.
You too. Thank you, Brian.